Every week, I find myself talking to more and more people about constipation. And many of these are parents of children and the kids themselves. And the poor little munchkins come in complaining of belly pain. And mama and daddy come in super, super anxious, thinking that it's probably appendicitis or like something horrible, right? Like kids in pain and they're just not sure why. But then after I look at the patient, ask a lot of questions, ask about their bowel habits and all the things, then it comes down to constipation and the poor baby has suffered. I say baby, I call all my kids babies, but the poor little guys and girls have suffered and mom and daddy have worried, and it's because of something that is overlooked and not addressed. And it's very sad because sometimes it can be a very simple fix. So today we're going to talk about something that is an uncomfortable subject for many. For me, it's whatever. So let's talk about constipation.
Hey mama, welcome to Holistic Health for Moms. Do you want to lose weight and have more energy? Do you find yourself up late at night searching Google about hormones, weight loss, and how to get healthy? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when the scale doesn't move and you look 5 months pregnant after eating again? Hey, I'm Jennifer. I'm a mom of three, a conventional health nurse practitioner that also believes in natural and holistic health. I kept hearing my patients tell me that they were overwhelmed, tired, and couldn't lose weight. They were overwhelmed with all the health and weight loss information out there. It hurt my heart to see women who wanted answers and solutions to only be given prescriptions and vague directions like eat better and exercise. They needed to get out of the traditional healthcare box, and I wanted to help. So I created this podcast. In this podcast, you'll learn about optimizing your health and transforming your mindset. You'll learn about tools to help you build on what you know is right for you and reclaim the energy and health you know you should have. If this sounds like you, raise your hand and say present and accounted for, and let's get this party started.
So why do people get constipated? Why do you get constipated? I'm not going to cover all of the reasons, but I'm going to cover like the top ones that I see personally. Okay. So the number one reason that I find a lot in my kids, my younger kids and my teenagers, especially when I say my patients and my clients, they are constipated because of psychological reasons. It sounds crazy, but there has been more and more research to indicate that the brain and the gut is actually like the second brain, and they communicate a lot more than we want to acknowledge or that is put out in the public, okay? So stress and anxiety can cause constipation. It doesn't necessarily have to be a functional issue or a physical issue. It can be a stress reaction, okay? So for little kids, they sometimes have the urge, but then they don't take time because they're playing and they're having too much fun, okay? Which, you know, rightfully so. But that's when we want to encourage our kids to, hey, if you feel like you need to go, especially if you're potty training, that can be a really hard time. But hey, if you feel like you need to go, like, let's go. And, you know, they get a treat or a prize or a, you know, whatever. For the, you know, middle school age, fourth, fifth, middle school, high school age, I find that they have the urge to go, but sometimes that urge is at school and they don't want to go in a public bathroom. And I understand. I completely understand that and I empathize with them. And it can be a very stressful situation. They can be very anxious at school. They want to go, but they don't want to go in a school bathroom because then, you know, somebody smells it, they're going to say something about it, and they're going to be ridiculed and picked on. Okay. So they have the urge, they don't go, they hold it. They might have the urge again, they hold it, and then they don't have the urge anymore after they get home. And then it becomes a very vicious cycle where they have the urge at school, they don't go. They have the urge, they don't go, and they hold it, and they hold it. They never have the urge to go at home or in a comfortable place, and they become constipated. For adults, much, you know, a lot of the same reason. They're busy, they're at work, they don't want to go, they can't go, they hold it. Or for like moms especially, maybe dads, some dads have this problem. You're at home, but you can't leave the kids alone and you don't want to take them in the bathroom with you. Or if you disappear and go to the bathroom, they want to come in there and sit and talk to you. And that's not a very relaxing situation. Hashtag mom problems, right? So one of the main reasons that I find is that we don't address the urge. And stress and anxiety can affect that, affect our bowel habits also. Now, other reasons include dehydration, so not drinking enough water, food intolerances. So some foods, like, our body just does not like. It does not want to process. It does not want to break it down. And that can cause problems in our gut. Overusing or misusing laxatives. Laxatives are not meant for long-term use. And long-term being more than like a couple of days, okay? Because we can become dependent on them. They can dehydrate you. They can make you feel like crap. So yeah, you get the relief from going to the bathroom, but then you have other side effects also. Your other reason for constipation, like, you're not physically active. Low fiber intake, so not taking in enough fruits and vegetables. There are certain medications that you can be on that can cause constipation. And hypothyroidism can also be a cause of constipation. So those are just some things that can cause us to have problems going to the bathroom. Now, what does it even mean to be constipated? I have heard of varying opinions about how often someone should go to the bathroom, how often we should poop, but the general consensus is at least once a day. If you're going once a week, that's a problem. That's a problem, okay? Now, how to prevent becoming constipated? First of all, drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. So like 120-pound woman, 60 ounces of water. Okay, push those fluids. You want to make sure that you stay hydrated. Also, eating fruits and vegetables at every meal to help you get that fiber intake. Okay, that's going to help move things along as long as you are drinking your water also. Those two work together to help move things along. Increasing your exercise or even starting exercise, moving, just walking. Walking more can help you go. And then addressing your underlying causes of stress. I don't know what's causing your stress or your anxiety, but trying to name what it is. And then addressing it however you can. We may not be able to get rid of it, but we can at least help ourselves deal with it in a different way, okay? So maybe yoga could be your exercise and your stress reduction. Talking to a friend can reduce stress. Starting a prayer journal can reduce stress, okay? A lot of different ways to do that, but trying to get to the underlying cause of what's causing your stress or your anxiety or your depression can help with your constipation. Now, if you do find yourself suffering from the occasional constipation, okay, this is not an everyday situation. This is just occasionally. I do have three suggestions for natural alternatives. One is a topical magnesium rub. One that you can just rub on your belly or your child's belly. It's actually safe for children. The one that I'm going to suggest is the Earthly Wellness topical magnesium rub. Safe for children, safe for adults. That can help relax the bowels and help you to have a bowel movement. Also, topical castor oil. And let me just preface with, this ain't your grandma's castor oil, okay? It's not the one where you take a tablespoon of it and then it just gives you the worst cramps and tummy ache and awful, okay? Not what I'm talking about. The one that I would suggest, again, Earthly Wellness's topical castor oil. This helps aid in movement of the intestines to promote a bowel movement. You put this on the belly and it helps with the without being stimulating and painful, which can come with oral castor oil, okay, or by mouth castor oil. Also, magnesium salt baths can help. A warm bath with magnesium salt mixed in. That'll help relax you, helps relax muscles and joints, relieve some stress, and helps to promote that bowel movement that you're looking for. Now, I know this is a super boring topic for some. Maybe this was educational for some. But just know that if you're constipated, you can talk to me. I'm open to talking about anything. Because I truly am here with a loving heart and a care and a concern for you and your healthcare needs. So if you want to talk about what's causing your constipation, or you want to talk about how to implement some of these things, you can head over to my website at jennifercoble.com and sign up for a time to talk, and let's see what we can do. So I want to work with you if you want to work with me, because I love you and I want the best for you. And also, if you're interested in either one of the products that I mentioned, you can find the link in the show notes. And you can also find my affiliate link on my website. So I hope y'all have a fantastic Saturday, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Bye.
Okay, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to my email list? By signing up, you get my free meal planning template to help you start optimizing your health today. Also, if you could leave me a review, this helps this podcast rate, helps more sisters see it, and it lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to go make sure the clothes are washed, ball uniforms are ready, and snacks are prepared for this week full of games and chaos. I'll meet you back next week for another episode. Have a great week, sister.